Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
AEW talent say they would have re-signed with WWE if Triple H was in charge. Plus, NXT set to go up against AEW All Out. And do you want some more Vince McMahon news? There's a lot of it. For Wednesday, July the 27th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Now, away from the retirement of Vince McMahon and the pending federal investigation into hush money, the other conversation in the wrestling world this week has been all about Triple H. Now, the new EVP of Talent Relations and the head of WWE Creative, Fightful, have been reaching out to former wrestlers who left WWE for a variety of reasons about Triple H gaining more control, as well as Stephanie McMahon's new influence as co-CEO of the company. Fightful say, quote, there are numerous NXT talent that have been released along the way that believe that Triple H, had he been in these roles, they wouldn't have been released. One former NXT talent that had options within WWE before signing elsewhere said that they felt an incredible sense of loyalty to Triple H, and had he been the person managing their creative future, quote, things could have been much different, end quote. That talent and other talent that ended up in AEW said they had no confidence in being creatively satisfied on the WWE main roster. One saying, I'm glad that I went to AEW, but if I was graduating to a Triple H-led SmackDown or Raw, I probably would have re-signed with WWE before my deal was up. Another top free agent that has several options that Fightful Select spoke to said that both Triple H and Stephanie McMahon being in their positions greatly increases the possibility of them eventually heading back to the company. We have heard from other free agents that were hopeful for their previous relationships with Triple H led to them at least having conversations. However, didn't expect that to happen imminently. So the skinny on that whole beast piece there from Fightful Select, and big thank you to Sean Ross Sapp and his team for their incredible research in reporting over the past couple of days. So what we can gather from that is there's quite a few people who used to be part of WWE who believe that if Triple H was running the station, then they would have had more options within there. And the most noteworthy part of all, AEW talent, who haven't been named, saying that whilst they are happy there, had Triple H been running Raw and SmackDown, they probably would have stayed in WWE. Now, there's a lot of people that you could speculate on who this is. And in fact, there's a majority of names that you can think of for all of these examples that Fightful have given in terms of who could be saying these things. And it will be very interesting in the coming months to see who ends up where and who ends up back in WWE now that Triple H is steering the creative. Vince McMahon news has been coming thick and fast over the past few days since his retirement was announced on Friday night. On Monday, it was revealed that a pending federal investigation is set to take place against Vince McMahon regarding the $16.4 million worth of hush money that was paid out through WWE. PW Insider this morning say WWE have issued an SEC filing stating that Vince McMahon disposed of 38,519 shares of WWE stock. They noted this consisted of a portion of unvested stock units previously reported, which were forfeited by McMahon in connection with his retirement from the company. The filing noted that Vince McMahon has forfeited these shares, which based on the closing of the stock market today, would have been currently worth $2.6 million. Now, this is obviously some payment towards the money that was paid through WWE towards, you know, that all stuff now. Vince McMahon movements continue to happen. And also Vince McMahon stories continue to come out as well. Fightful Select revealing that many within the creative process of WWE have spoken about Vince and the creative process, saying that many of the creative writers' assistants effectively needed to filter Vince McMahon themselves. Fightful say, we've also heard that the minutes of the meetings are heavily edited. It ranged from Vince saying things that would appear insensitive or offensive to, oh God, what did he just say moments. Some of the stories included McMahon constantly calling people the wrong names or using terms that weren't socially acceptable, and that even he himself would have never allowed on television. Another former production employee said, if a live feed of Vince McMahon on a headset any given night ever made it out, that it would provide a picture of that production experience, especially for the announcers. There were plenty of times he was in a good mood, but he would blow up at the most ridiculous things and act like they ruined an angle that was far past its expiration date anyway. This kind of falls in line with a lot of stories that we have read about Vince McMahon and his backstage conduct. How, you know, I think Renee Paquette talked about this quite a bit, saying that having Vince in her ear, in certain terms of phrase that she would use, Vince would fly off the handle about it. A very uncomfortable experience for all concerned. So this isn't the first time, and it kind of corroborates some of the stuff that we have heard there. There will be no doubt more stories about Vince McMahon and what is next for him away from life within WWE. And when we know more, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is not the return of the Wednesday Night War, you'll be pleased to know, but NXT are going up against AEW one more time. WrestleNomics reporting today that NXT is scheduled to have its next premium live event exclusively on Peacock and internationally on the WWE Network on Sunday, September the 4th. This comes from internal messages within WWE. This event is going to take place on the same day as AEW All Out. Now, we haven't had a name confirmed for this event, but it's set to take place in Orlando, likely at the Performance Center. This is on the same weekend that WWE will be presenting Clash at the Castle in Cardiff. Three huge events across that entire first weekend in September. WWE main roster presenting Clash at the Castle in Cardiff, AEW presenting All Out, and now competing with that happening at the same time, NXT are presenting a premium live event as well. I send my best wishes to all professional wrestling journalists and presenters who have cancelled any plans they may have had for the first weekend in September, because that's going to be a busy one. Looking ahead to the future for NXT, in the immediate vicinity anyway, they are going to be presenting another NXT TV special in 2 weeks' time. NXT Heatwave is taking place on Tuesday, August the 9th. This is, yes, the ECW title Heatwave is going to be an NXT event in 2 weeks' time. It was confirmed that we'll see Bron Breakker defending the NXT title against JD McDonagh, the former Jordan Devlin, on that night, and Mandy Rose will defend the Women's Championship of NXT against Zoe Stark. There are some other key events taking place in NXT in the build-up to that particular night, including the crowning of new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. Next week, we will see Toxic Attraction taking on Diamond Mines, Ivy Nile and Tatum Paxley, Yalisa Leon and Valentina Feroz, and Katana Chance and Caden Carter. One of those teams will become the new Women's Tag Team Champions of NXT. Now, this comes after fears that the women's tag division was going to be scrapped in the same way that the WWE women's tag title has seemingly been scrapped. And those concerns have been alleviated with the announcement of this match. An announcement that was made by WWE Hall of Famer Alundra Blaze, aka Medusa, who appeared on NXT last night. Also, at exactly the same time, Alundra Blaze was on NWA Power promoting the arrival of the NWA Women's TV Championship. Last night, Medusa went and pulled herself a Rick Rude in 2022. You love to see it. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, check out the 10 biggest Vince McMahon controversies right now. 10 incredible tales of Vince McMahon scandal that you may or may not have heard in the wake of Vince McMahon's retirement from WWE. Also on the YouTube channel, we take a look at how WWE could look with Triple H now in control of the creative process and beyond. We'll deep dive into that on the YouTube channel as well. On the podcast feed later today, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. Do you want a little break from Vince McMahon and Triple H news for a bit? Yeah. How about Sami Callihan on Desert Island Graps? Sami Callihan talking us through his tattoo collection, his love for Impact Wrestling, his plans for Wrestling Revolver, and of course, three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. Desert Island Graps featuring Impact Wrestling's Sami Callihan on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later on today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.